Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This is Julia Hagen. I am your host of the Artist's Journey podcast. This has been a crazy week. I am preparing for an artist residency this weekend at the Pendry Hotel. Which I'll be staying there from Thursday night to Sunday. And I'll be painting live in the lobby of the hotel on Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. working on a piece. And then I will be, I have a little showcase on Sunday, which is fun. And then the following weekend, I have a solo show at the Theater on the Lake that I'm really excited about. And so this week has been kind of spent just like gearing up and getting ready for all these things. It's been also just like a really fun time because if you follow my work, you know that I'm in my hot dog era right now, okay? I'm in my hot dog era. I am currently doing a series of paintings where I go and try as many different hot dog stands as I can in Chicago, and I paint each one that I go to. So I just finished third piece in the series. And like technically in the series, the one that started this whole thing was I did a Red Hot Ranch painting over a year ago. Yeah, like over a year ago because I love Red Hot Ranch. And it just was something that I like just felt called to do. And then I posted it on Reddit and it did really well. People were like really excited about it. And it just kind of gave me the idea of like, oh, like this is fun. And in my head, I was like, oh, so many people like paint the Chicago hot dog stands. Like it's like everyone paints like Superdog. Everyone does that. And then I was like, yeah, but do they like make like a whole series out of it? Or do they like just do it like one off every once in a while? And there's not like a lot of like, you know, marketing of like this project that they're doing. And I'm like, I decided I really wanted to make it like a series, like a project. And I thought it was really important too that like I show like actually going to the hot dog stand. So I can show like the, you know, reference and also just like, I love hot dogs. and I get to like taste them and stuff like that too. So it's like this fun sort of like food review / painting thing, and it's very Chicago, it's very me, and I'm having so much fun with it, and you guys seem to really like it too, and it's been doing really well, and I've sold every piece that I've made so far, to my surprise, and it's just, yeah, it's people are really excited about it, like fellow Chicagoans. And so today's episode, I want to talk about like the power of a project, because as I'm thinking about, you know, this project that I'm currently working on, I'm like, have I had projects like this in the past that I've done? And I feel like not like an extended project where I've maybe been like announcing a series and the series is just like a loose concept of I'm going to be doing a bunch of floral pieces or I'm doing a bunch of different cities, but it hasn't been so like specific and like honed in as this. And this is probably gonna all sound like really obvious, like all the stuff that I'm gonna be sharing. And it may also sound very like marketing-esque. And you can take or leave any and all of this, by the way. Like this is just what's working for me and I'm having fun with it. And I also think it's connecting with my audience. And those are just two things that like mean a lot to me and are important. So the thing that I've been thinking about like a lot lately is, you know, just like engagement, and not just from a standpoint of like social media engagement, like that, you know, like, so what, you know, like people leaving comments, stuff like that, like actually not so what, but I've been thinking a lot about just, I want people to feel connected to my work, right? Like I want people to feel like an emotional connection. I want them to feel like they have had a say in it, a stake in it, are, you know, just invested. And to do that, you have to kind of give people like something to look forward to invest in. I mean, it's the reason that like artists announce that they're going to have like a new album dropping, and they're dropping like hints or singles to come out, because you get the vibe and you can start to like get into it. And I feel like that is something that a lot of painters, maybe we don't always do, Or at least we'll put out all the work like at once, but we're not as great sometimes about like the marketing of it or the teasing of it, the showing the behind the scenes, like showing the like the fun that goes into it and letting people in on that fun and our thought process. So, because a lot of the times, like, you know, painting is like a relatively like silent activity, right? It's like, you know, you're solitary in our studio. And so the more I realize I can like invite people in and just like have be fun and like direct people to like know what to talk about or like what to say about my work, I think it's so much richer and it just is more accessible to people, especially because painting a lot of the times, like to the average person, like doesn't feel accessible. I've had a lot of conversations recently, just at like get-togethers or meeting new people, and they're like, oh, what kind of art do you do? I'm so sorry, I don't know anything about art, like da da. I'm like, oh my gosh, don't apologize. And then I tell them I'm doing like a hot dog stand series, and they like immediately light up and they're like, oh my god, that's so fun, what? And they feel like they have like something they can like say, like, oh, I've been to a couple hot dog stands, like I know about that. And I love that like moment of connection where it's like, it doesn't matter that you don't really know about painting, like you know about hot dogs or you know about food. And like that is something that I like live for and I love, is when you don't, it's not about like the technical stuff, like I enjoy talking to maybe like other painters about from time to time, but it's, for me, it's not, it's about like the average person just being like, oh my gosh, this leaves me so much joy and I can connect with this, and I don't have to be talking about the brushstrokes or the, and they might not have the words, like maybe they know that there's something about it that's like really speaks to them, but they don't have the words for it. And I think that's something that I want to come through in my work. Like, I know a lot of people like love, you know, like Edward Hopper or, you know, Monet or stuff like that. And like it's more of an, oh, those are very well-known artists, obviously. And when people say them, like average, you know, I'm not saying average person, I just mean like the lay person, the person who's like not had, doesn't have a background in art. They don't have the words, but they're just like, they love how it makes them feel. They can say like, I love the light, or I love, you know, the movement or whatever. And they maybe feel a little silly talking about it in that way because it's unfamiliar to them. And so the more you can just like give like common ground for people to connect to your work, I think it's such a rich like territory. And there are so many places, like bridging that gap for people is so important. And I also think that's what's cool about that too, is obviously like the technique is important, but the concept starts to become like, have a mind of its own, right? Like the concept and the vibe and the energy behind it starts to have its own like persona that is not contingent on like purely your like skill level, which I think sometimes as artists we can get really precious about like having things look perfect. And this series has really just felt so freeing in that way, because it's like, it doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to like be fun and communicate what I want to my audience. I think the idea of thinking about what kind of paintings you want to be creating, as what sort of conversations you want to be having, is a really powerful idea, and what kind of energy and vibe you want to invite into your life, because that's what's going to happen, right? Like when it gets translated from the easel out into the real world, like you're going to have to speak for your work, you're going to have to talk to people at dinner parties and explain like what you're doing. And so what do you want to be talking about? And that can feel really overwhelming and big, but like I was saying, like I can start, like, do I want to be talking about like hot dogs? Like, I'm not talking about like hot dogs. Like, I'm really like, yes, I am. And it's like core, it's like silly, but it's like, I'm talking about like the community around these places. I'm talking about Chicago, the place that we love, that we're connected to. I'm inviting people in to like go try something new, or inviting them to like remember something from either their childhood or just a time in their life. And that's the conversation I want to be having. I love that type of conversation. Like, what does this mean to you? Does this place, is this food, is this part of culture? Like, what does it bring to you? And so that is what the conversation I want to be having. And so if you can find like a thing to like kind of be the I don't know, like the anchor, if you will, around that conversation, I think it can really like lead you to really cool places. And there's so much power in having a project and something you can invite people in on, because otherwise people also, like, I think people really want to support artists. People want to, you know what you're doing. Like, everyone gets excited when I tell them I'm a full-time artist. They want to know how to support you. And you have to tell them how, you know, and you have to tell them what kind of conversations that you want to have. And if you have a project you're working on, or that is so much, A, it's easier for you to talk about. And two, it's like people then know how to support you. And you really do have to like guide people. You can't, you have to be your own, like, obviously PR manager, but also just, you have to kind of put yourself in the shoes of your audience. Like, how would you engage with this type of content? How would you respond to someone telling you about this topic that you are currently working on? What questions would you have? And it's so silly, like, to say out loud, because once again, it sounds so freaking obvious. Like, yeah, duh. But like so often, especially as painters and like visual artists, like these conversations are happening in our head, but we're not really having them necessarily out loud with ourselves or with other people. And so it takes some time to just sort of like consolidate it and come up with it. You may not know until you start doing it, and totally fair and valid to like start a project, realize it's not the conversation you want to be having, and then like leave it. But I think sometimes, you know, seeing it through is a really good idea as well. So when my first painting that I did, and I kind of announced this series, was Superdog, and I was kind of disappointed. I actually think I had an episode about it where I was like, launch day makes me really anxious and stuff, because it didn't really go as I had hoped. Like, I didn't sell the original right away. I thought people were excited about it. I was really excited about this new project I was doing. I only sold like 2 prints at first, and I was like, oh gosh, this whole thing is, I should just abandon this. Like, this is such a dud. This is a dud. This was a dumb idea. Like, no one's going to get it. And then I was like, I just have to do another. And I'm going to be like really explicit and like reintroduce the project again and again, so people get it. And so if they missed it the first time, they get it now. And just with the second painting I did of the Wiener Circle, and I posted a video where like I introduced myself, and I introduced like this assignment I'd given myself this year, and people immediately were like, oh my gosh, like, I love this. I get it now. And now I just posted my third one of Jean and Jude's, and people are like, I really get it. And they're getting even more excited, and they're asking like, oh my gosh, have you done Superdog yet? And sure enough, somebody who asked me like, have you done Superdog yet? Like, then went and bought the Superdog painting, because they didn't know that I had done the Superdog painting. So you have to continue to like reintroduce your work, like reintroduce the series you're doing, let it build on itself and give people time to digest it and get invested. And I also think it's important to, you know, it's like a lot of people have been commenting like, oh my God, which one, like, you should do like Wolfie's next. And then I'll respond and be like, I'm doing Wolfie's next, or whatever. So they know that it's like coming, so they can like mentally prepare and be like, oh my God, that's so exciting. That's coming up. I love that place. So I think it's been a really interesting experience so far, and I've really enjoyed this way of working. And another thing is that this project I have created as like an ongoing series, rather than I'm doing these all behind the scenes and then I'm releasing them all at once, because I want to like take my audience like along with me. And I think that's something that's different nowadays than like before in the era of social media, right? It's like you kind of take people along on the ride with you, or else they're going to be waiting months and months and months to then like post some content and it's like finished, right? Which is great, and that's awesome for like a show at the end. But I think it's really cool to just invite people along for the ride. And you can now. You can show people behind the scenes. You can really allow people to get to know you. And that feels scary too, right? Because like, what if they don't like that? And that feels vulnerable. But I think like really cool opportunities can come from allowing people in and to like pull back the curtain a little bit. And I think it actually can create sometimes even more like magic. And that's another thing too. I think sometimes people like want to like conceal so much about like their process because they're like, this is mine. This is magical. This is my thing. And I'm like, absolutely. Like there are plenty of parts of my practice that are just mine. I'm by myself all day, but I want to share with you guys, like what I can, because I like, that's what the whole point of me making art is, right? Like it's about me connecting. And if I'm not doing that, then like, what am I doing this for? Is how I feel. I think that it's really an interesting time to be an artist. I think we're having to rethink like how we put out our work, like how we launch our work, like what things have worked in the past may not work now, and that's okay. And reinventing yourself, take a note from Taylor Swift's book, and reinventing your process or how you release work if it's not working for you, I think can be like a really amazing challenge rather than like a defeat, because I wasn't putting out work in this way before. Like I was doing more of, like I said, that doing a bunch of paintings and putting them all out at once. And then I was kind of just doing one painting at a time. Not really like wanting to be too tied down by like a concept or a series. And what I also wanted to add, I was going to say this earlier and I kind of blanked, but what's nice too is that this series that I'm doing, the pieces I'm keeping relatively smaller, and I only can do them as fast as I can go eat hot dogs, and I don't really want to eat more than one hot dog a week for my like for health purposes. So I'm kind of like, that's sort of another funny sort of like a stipulation of this is like I can only go as fast as my health allows, and I think that's plenty. But in between that, I am allowing myself to explore like other things that I also like to paint. And so while people come along for the hot dogs, maybe they'll stay for the other stuff that I want to like put in there, or the newer things that I'm trying, whether that be, you know, my other larger pieces. And it gives me some of the flexibility to try new things because I have like a dedicated like following now of like the hot dog stands. And so then I can like experiment with some other things in the mix there, which is like the dream, right? It's like you want kind of like something that's sort of your, you know, your moneymaker. I don't know what you call it. Like, you know, there's a term for that. Like kind of like your cornerstone piece thing. People are like, we're going to buy from you like reliably. And then you want, you know, to have something else that you're kind of like on the side, like trying and experimenting so you can keep it fresh and new and people coming along for more. So yeah, that is what I have to say about the power of a project. I would love to hear what kind of projects like you guys are working on, and also what kind of questions maybe you might have about like starting a project, or what sort of issues or hangups you might have about like, maybe for example, you have a lot of ideas, okay, but you struggle to like stick with it. And that is, I totally get it, because like I said, I was very tempted at the beginning to just be like, oh my God, this isn't working. Never mind. We're not going to do this anymore. This was dumb. Forget it. And I'm so glad I stuck with it because people like got it. And so maybe just challenge yourself if you do a project and you are kind of like prone to just like abandoning the project, if it doesn't like go as well as you thought in your head. Challenging yourself like with maybe like a time frame of like how many pieces you're gonna do before you are like allowing yourself to give up, okay? But I would love to hear more specifically like other challenges you have with projects. If you have any ideas that you want to bounce off me, I'm gonna open up, like I said, my DMs are always open, but I'm gonna post this video and I would love for you guys to then like DM me and let me know if you have any specific questions about projects, because I want to do like a Q&A episode coming up. I have a couple questions like backlogged, but keep them coming. So thank you guys for being here. Love you so much. I am really, really excited for this weekend. Like I said, by the time this comes out, the residency will have already happened. So this episode will be coming out and it'll be on Friday before my solo show. So if you didn't come to the Pendry, come to the Theater on the Lake on Sunday from 4:00 to 7 p.m. And yeah, I'd love to see you, and you can listen to some live music and you can ask me some of your questions in person. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, come say hello. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next week.